Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A major cleanup project is underway in Revere after the city was hit yesterday by a tornado. The power is back on for all but a few homes this morning. However, there's still a lot of cleanup to be done. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz has been following developments since the tornado hit.
Revere Beach Parkway near the intersection of Broadway is a strange sight. There are four dozen homes that are seriously damaged, but a dozen others with only cosmetic issues or no damage at all. One two-story house is missing a roof and has a condemned sticker on its front porch. That one's owned by Paul and Patty Carabas.
Which house is it? This brown one right
here?
Hey, you can see
through
no
our window,
roof.
You can see the sky.
The roof
went off and the ceiling came down.
One block away on Taft Street is the home of Louis Fonseca. He was downstairs when a tree branch smashed through the window of his niece's bedroom.
And then when the window broke, a bunch of wind and dust and a bunch of stuff started swerving inside of the house. It was just like, I grabbed my niece and my nephew and ran to the basement.
Fonseca's house, like the Carabas household, has been deemed uninhabitable for the time being. The family is waiting for word on when and whether they can return home.
Jack, is there any estimate at this point on the extent of the damage in Revere?
There's no hard estimate on the damage just yet. Right now, they're trying to keep people away from the hard-hit areas. They do say it's likely in the millions at this point. But fortunately, the hard-hit area isn't a big area. Here's Revere Fire Chief Gene Doherty.
The majority of homes are down off the Revere Beach Parkway, Taft Street, and Vinyl. The businesses were right on Broadway that had their flat roofs ripped off.
Coordinating the cleanup is a bit more challenging because City Hall is one of those buildings hit by the tornado.
And we've been hearing since yesterday about the big sigh of relief being breathed in Revere because no deaths and no serious injuries.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. There were two minor incidents here. A baby was cut by broken glass and a woman cut her head in a similar fashion. Both of those, though, described as not serious by public safety officials. Mayor Dan Rizzo says there's still a lot of cleanup to do and a lot of repairs to do. But right now, he says the most important thing is that all the damage was to property, not to people.
The bottom line is, with an EF2 and then ultimately an EF1 tornado, to have no casualties other than just a couple few people with minor injuries, that to me is amazing.
What about lingering safety concerns this morning, Jack?
Well, the main message is to stay away from any downed power lines. Yesterday, Doherty said crews had likely removed any downed wires, but says if there are still any out there, people need to stay away because you don't know if that wire is live or not. The other issue, this from State Fire Marshal Stephen Cohen, is carbon monoxide.
It's extremely important we message that we don't put generators inside the home. They need to be far away from the home. They need fresh air to ventilate. And the same goes for grills. Never put a grill inside.
Now, 13 homes have been deemed uninhabitable. There was a shelter set up at the Rumney Marsh Academy last night. The Red Cross says no one needed it. So they've still deployed a mobile kitchen unit to go get food to people in the hardest hit part of the city. They're planning to be back out there this morning to help with cleanup, distributing dust masks, first aid kits, other supplies.
WBUR's Jack Lepiarz on the tornado in Revere. Jack will be back in the city this morning covering developments. Thanks a lot, Jack.
You're welcome.